at the University Innovative Alliance, who is fighting, folks, for your freedom to be fat. That's right. Headline, Professor Fights for the Freedom of Fat Bodies. And I feel that this is an absolute necessity that we must talk about here in the Barrett Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. Everyone knows justice is fat, P-H-A-T, but is it also F-A-T? According to a growing movement, growing like your stomach, it should be. One soldier fighting for fat fairness teaches at Iowa State University. See, if that's not a real sign, Zaps Rouse Dower. You put up a Golden Dragon Chinese restaurant, and it said, oh, let's go, Brandon. Okay, never mind, I caught it. I thought it was the O as well. No, that's right. That is legit. I have actually just gotten word that it is confirmed. Wretch go, Brandon. So anyway, you got this fat teacher. Literally, yeah, there you go. You want to check out the CIA AOC thread. It's in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. I'm telling you, it's pretty good evidence, I believe. So, as reported by the University Innovation Alliance, Dr. Dr. T.J. Stewart, an assistant professor of student affairs, recently appeared on the Scholarship to Practice podcast. They include college students with stigmatized identities, identity-based student activism, and critical quantitative mythologies. What are you guys trying to make me have a stroke with this? This is the thing about education. They're so academically smart that they have to reinforce themselves, and they have to give themselves boosts and affirmation about how smart they are with all these stupid made-up words. Obviously, we're dealing with stigmatized identities, identity-based student activism. The teacher touted, can you wrap your arms around obesity? Once we think we've got our arms around all the major equity and justice issues around race, gender, and class, who is still missing out and why? This is the progressive left. This is the progressive left. All about equity. And this is why you got to get your kids out of colleges. Miss Fiorella Nash had another amazing show that if you people are missing it, I don't know what's wrong with you, where she asked whether you should go to, rethinking your younger self. And then it kind of dovetailed into whether you should have gone to college. And yes, I understand the path you're on today is the path you're on. But if I had to tell my younger self something, I would have said, don't go to college, get a trade, and start making money immediately. Start your vocation immediately. Go be a lineman, go be a plumber, go do something. And then I related the story, and it's not to drag my father, eternal rest grant and the Himmel Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon him, may rest in peace. But my father owned a construction company, Barrett Building. And I told him, hey man, I was like, Dad, I want to take over your business. I want to do construction. My dad said, absolutely not. You're going to college. Why is that important? Because 6 years later, my dad was dead. And I didn't get a chance to work with him. So all the knowledge, all the wisdom, all the business acumen that my father had accrued during his life, I was not able to get a hand on. I was not able to get access to, because my dad was so convinced that I needed to have some kind of degree, which, looking back on it, was a waste of time, energy, and money. The thing about now is you can go get a degree whenever you want, right? Degrees are very easy to access. But the knowledge my father had the genius that my father had as a person, in a guy in construction who had done all that stuff, that was lost. That, you know, I can try to learn it from other people, but my dad's specific style is gone, and I lost that opportunity. So yeah, I was a little upset about that when that happened, but you know, when Fiorella, I would never tell a kid to go to college, especially now where you can get a degree online, you can get it mailed to you, you can print one out, you can do like a tic-tac-toe and get an associate's degree. Degrees are easy. Degrees are easy to get now. Skills are not. And that's the thing that's in demand. And why are degrees easy to get? Because you got Dr. T.J. Stewart from this article from redstate.com talking about fat acceptance and fat phobia and sizism. So since I'm a little bit of a chunky man, do I get to count sizism now? Can I now park in a handicap spot and claim sizism is against me? Or is it just because I'm white I can't? Let's see. Let's get back into the article. Do you know people of portion are cut out of college? No. How many fat people are in college? That's where they get fat. You ever heard of the freshman 15, Dr. TJ? It's real. Anyway, according to this article, TJ's, quote, extensively studied, and I mean, let's be real, her extensive studies was just her at the buffet. No. Somebody, Lord Sidious, engineer, doctor, lawyer, you have to go to college. You have to. I got a history degree. I didn't need to go to college for that. I could have and should have worked with my dad and learned that trade, that craft. But I mean, if you want to do any of that stuff, go ahead. Anyway, if you want to do a specialty like medicine or lawyering or engineering, yeah, you need that. You absolutely need it. But do you need to go to college for sizism? Do you need to go to college to learn that if you eat too many calories, you're going to be a fat idiot? No. You don't need to go to college to learn to be a fat idiot, but that's what they're charging you, $25,000 a year. Let's see. Per the professor, like, this is a professor. It's an overweight professor justifying their fatness. That's all this is. I'm fat and people don't like... Yeah, nobody likes fat people.